This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am joined in the JPR studios by singer-songwriter Ryan Montbleu. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hello. Good to be here. Thanks.
It is wonderful to finally have you. We have been playing your music as we were talking off air here for more than a decade now. Congratulations on the relative longevity.
Thank you. That's a trip. Yeah, I'll take relative longevity any day, man. Thank you.
The brand new record is called I Was Just Leaving, and it is literally brand new, just out about a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. Your debut came out back in 2006, I believe, One Fine Color.
Well, that was the first band record, but I was doing, my first record was in 2002, and I did a solo live one in 2003,
wow.
So it was going a little before that, but that was the first like studio record with the full band and everything in 2006. So,
is it true you've never really had a record deal?
Never. No, I had kind of a crappy distribution deal once where I ended up owing thousands of dollars to the label. Tell me how that works. And that's the only thing I've ever had. So I truly have never had an actual like deal that, so it's good now. I own all my own records and I've sort of crawled through the tunnel on my own and I'm in a good spot these days.
You are originally from where?
I'm from Peabody, Massachusetts, north
and
of Boston.
We're a Villanova.
I went to Villanova, yeah, outside of Philly, and that's kind of where everything came together for me in a sort of very formative years, my college years.
And like many, not for music. You were doing completely different things when you started school and when you finished school.
Yeah, I really needed those years to figure out kind of what was going on. But they were very formative. They were, you know, I went in a chemical engineering major, then I switched to the business school, and I came out an English major.
Wow.
But I was like sort of, I was writing poetry in the back of chemistry class from the beginning, you know, kind of. So it was sort of, I don't know, I was really finding it the whole time there. And I got obsessed with the guitar when I was in college and listening to a lot of blues, and I was really depressed and away from home for the first time. And then I was learning so much, and I was just writing poetry. I was just feeling things really deeply. And then I started studying poetry, and then I started to sing my last semester of college. And then it was kind of time to, I got out and I was literally like, I think I want to make music. It was kind of, it just sort of right as I was getting out of school, it kind of happened.
Over the course of your records, there are a lot of different influences that you can hear almost from song to song and even sometimes within songs. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the kind of stuff that you were listening to during those formative years, but let's hear a tune first. What do you want to start with today?
I'll do one of the new ones. This is from the new record. This is called Time and Again.
Wake me in the morning, tell me there's no time for sleeping. Tell me that today's the day we're leaving. Drive us to the water's edge, dive into my heart instead. Tell me that we're home now, and home is where the heart has room to dance. It feels good enough for dancing. I know I have an audience with you here by my side. If you need some privacy, I'll walk myself outside and count to 10. Mark the summer solstice with a moon dance for the weekend. Tell me that today's the day we're leaving. Drive us round till kingdom come. Show thine work the need be done. Tell me we're in heaven now. And heaven is where everyone has room to run. Feels good enough for running. I know I have some work to do with you here by my side. And if we need somewhere to go, we'll all just close our eyes and count to 10. Time and again it's clear I'm in trouble when you're not near me. Turn around, take your chances. Part to see, don't leave it up to me. Who I dance with, who I dance with. All these preparations have been made for the proceedings. Tell me that today's the day we're needed. Throw thine hands up in the air. Show me there's a fire somewhere. Point up to the sky now. Open up your eyes and I'll find you there. And I'll find you anywhere. I feel we have a mission now and I believe there is a plan. And if it feels too much to bear, just stay right there and do the running man. Time and again it's clear I'm in trouble when you're not near me. Turn around, take your chances. Part the sea, don't leave it up to me. Who I dance with, who I dance with, who I dance, yeah. Who I dance with.
That is Ryan Montbleu live today on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called I Was Just Leaving. Information is online, ryanmontbleu.com, and it is spelled MONTBLEAU.com. You have talked about this a lot, and it has now been about, what, 14, 15 months since you started laying down tracks for this record, about how you were at the end of a chapter in life, arguably at the end of a book, time to open a new one and go a different direction. And it was kind of the triple-headed beast. It was end of relationship personally, end of a relationship with management, end of some band relationships. Where were you? Like, what was going on at that time for you?
Yeah, it was literally like, I moved to New York when I wrote a lot of these songs, and I was living in a basement in Brooklyn. And I've always had, I have a room that I rent in Massachusetts that's really cheap that I've kept, that all my stuff's in, that I've had for 10 years or something. So I had that too. So I'm kind of always bouncing around, and I still haven't, I'm still trying to find out what home is and where that is. And what, but I'm figuring it out. We're doing good now. But it was, yeah, it was a tough time. I had the same band on the road for 10 years straight, and then that finally drifted apart, and I was in a relationship for 5 years, and that drifted apart, and I had management, sounds like, you know, that was like a big part of my support structure for what I do every day of my life, and
it's the sounding board for apart. Everything, right?
What's that?
It's the sounding board for everything, right?
It is, and there's kind of, that was just a heavy thing. I don't know, I can't even describe it, but that brought me suffering. It was, I don't even know how, management, it sounds like such a funny thing, but it was really like a big deal to me. And so, and yeah, I just kind of, all these things kind of sort of dissolved, and I was really left alone in a room a lot, and I just kind of was suddenly, not suddenly, but just over the course of a couple of years, was like, where did everybody go? What have I been doing the last 15 years? What is this? And I had a career, and I still do, and I was thankful for that, but I was sort of like, where is my family? Who are my friends? Where, you know, they're out there, but they're so kind of scattered, and I hadn't really sort of nurtured those relationships in a while. So I was really like alone in a room, kind of. And really, the way I make sense of things is kind of through songs and stuff. So I was really like aching out these tunes that were just kind of, they had to come out. And I sort of, you know, that helped me to deal with all that, was writing tunes.
What brought you to New Orleans? You had done some studio work in New Orleans prior to this record, right?
Yeah, I made my last three records in New Orleans, but they were all very different projects, you know. So I did a record called For Hire that came out in 2012, and Ben Elman from Galactic produced that, and he put together a session band for that record, which was George Porter Jr. and Ivan Neville and Anders Osborne and Simon Lott.
It's not a bad band.
It was crazy. It was all, before I knew it, I'm a kid from Peabody, Massachusetts, and I'm looking out a vocal booth at George Porter Jr., like asking me what the changes are. I mean, it was blowing my mind. But Anders Osborne was the guitar player on that session, and I didn't even know if he was going to remember me, but I saw him 2 years later at a festival in upstate New York that we were both playing, and he was so sweet and was totally like, oh my god, it's good to see you. And he saw me play a solo set, and he was like, man, I want to produce a solo record for you. And so that's what happened. Months later, I was kind of sitting there, and I was like, wait a minute, Anders Osborne said he was going to produce a record for me, why am I not doing this? And called him the next day, and within a month we were in the studio in New Orleans, and we made this whole record in 4 days. But it was like the material on it kind of, I swear, it was like 15 years in the making. It was all these things kind of bubbling up, and all these lessons from the years, and kind of reflecting on a life in music. And I'm just proud of what we did.
Well, despite being in a studio, you ended up basically in a control room, right? You didn't even utilize most of the beautiful facility.
No, it was amazing. We were at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans, which is an old church. So it's a beautiful old church room, and the pipes from the old pipe organ are there, and it's gorgeous stained glass windows. And they had a full drum kit, a tuned grand piano, a B3 organ. They had all these interns the first day. And we used none of that stuff, and we did the whole record in the control room upstairs. There's an engineer named Mark Howard, who Anders brought in, and he's kind of a genius in what he does. He records in a very different way. So it was me, Anders, and Mark Howard, and that's why the record sounds the way it does. It's very raw, and those guys did an amazing job of kind of like leaving the air in the room, leaving the mistakes in if they worked, like just letting the story of the song kind of tell itself, which left to my own devices, I will just kind of polish up until it's not there anymore.
Sure.
So I really feel like we had a kind of a special team for these songs.
The record's called I Was Just Leaving. Ryan Montbleu is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Information on him and his music and his band records as well, ryanmontbleu.com. All right, what do you want to play next for us?
I'd like to do one. This is, I put this on a solo live record that I put out last year. This song is called Ghosts.
Table for one, doesn't matter which room, something by the window, if you got it, I'll take a booth. Whatever's clever, check under the name Dweller. It's just me and all these ghosts I love. Peep at the menu, glance just to the side. Picture perfect Helen is looking at me in black and white. Was almost my missus, now she's sitting right here blowing kisses. Just another ghost I love. Skip dessert, we'll hit the candy store. Same little spot I used to impress Eleanor. She was sweeter than the day she lived too far away, and that's how she became a ghost I love. You get me through my days, you turn my dark to light. You don't fuss and you don't change, and you come home every night. Checked in as one, checked out as two. Met her in the hotel bar and we knew well what to do. I did the things I did before, she did the things she did before, that we learned from all the ghosts we love. Hey, 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 ah. Through my days, you turned my darkness into great white bright light. You don't change and I don't seem to mind. Replay the movie of every time you used to soothe me, and play it again, play it again, play it again one more time. Table for one, doesn't matter about the view, doesn't matter who I'm with, where I go or what I do. I do the things I did before, I feel the way I felt before, when it's me and all these ghosts I love. It's just me and all these ghosts I love. It's me and all these ghosts I love.
That is Ryan Montbleu playing for you live today in the JPR studios. His brand new record is called I Was Just Leaving. Information is at ryanmontbleu.com. You have talked about how this new record feels definitive. And I guess there's an analogy to be made for all of those little bobbles and stumbles that you have heard on the record being an analogy to the way you have nicks and bruises and cuts along the way, and you're still going, right?
Yeah. That's a good one. I didn't look at it like that, but that kind of nails it. Yeah.
We had an artist in studios a couple of years ago who goes by the name of Soak as her performance name, and it comes from the combination of soul and folk. And that seems to kind of be the sweet spot for you, a little bit of that indie folk thing, but some real soul in that music that you create. Yeah. What were you listening to at the time that you went from engineering into music as the avenue?
You know, I think at that time there was a lot of old blues, a lot of Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and a lot of Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and that kind of stuff. And then, and then Stevie Wonder and Sam Cooke and some soul stuff, but that all came later. I think, when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, my two favorite groups were AC/DC and New Edition. So it was like this weird mix of like cheesy R&B that I grew up on, kind of bubblegum R&B stuff, you know, like, and but also AC/DC at the time. And my brother would like, you know, my brother was into Iron Maiden and like Metallica and stuff. So I was exposed to that stuff. But he'd be listening to Zeppelin and I'd be like, man, this Bell Biv DeVoe record's great. You know, like I was just, you know, but that stuff kind of like the R&B element of that and the singing in that. And the soul that's in some of that stuff came from the what we consider real soul, like the Sam Cooke and all that stuff. So it's sort of, that was my gateway into that stuff. And then like, I was into hip hop, so I would listen to Ice Cube, and I had no idea that he was sampling like Parliament beats. I just thought that that was Ice Cube, you know, or I didn't know that that was James Brown in the background. Right. I just didn't, you know, so it came to me through these kind of, you know, ways that maybe aren't as respected now, but I think they should be. But yeah, so I think that I've always had a mix of influences. I think everybody does nowadays, you know, I just kind of listen to everything, but there was a lot of hip hop, there was a lot of R&B, and there was a lot of kind of like real blues and soul too that came later.
Hmm. Well, in the tune you just did, there's a bit of scatting mouth trumpet that is a little derivative of a guy I know you have played with before, Martin Sexton, who is known for it.
Sure.
Has he been a mentor for you along the way?
Oh yeah, for sure. He was like a superhero of mine. He was like the guy. So when I first met Martin Sexton, like I went up to him before and gave him my CD, but when I met him on the level, I was like freaking out. I was like, I was at a festival and I was like, you guys, I just met Martin Sexton. You know, it was really like, and then, you know, cut to like a few years later, we were his backing band on a tour and we're in his tour bus and like living with him. I mean, it was like, he's been so good to me and he still is just like kind of a guiding light. Like I love that guy and I love his music. So he's been huge. And it's funny, like when I do that scatting part on that last tune, I sort of think of him. I'm like, am I ripping off Martin Sexton too much? But I don't, you know, it's in there. That's what wanted to come out. But his falsetto was like through the roof. Amazing.
You did kind of an interesting thing with this record. You premiered the whole thing on a live Facebook stream.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? And is that a new avenue for you to try to find a different way to connect with fans?
Well, you know, it's funny that by virtue of the people that have been around me, I've been ahead of the curve on streaming, live streaming, since it was around. So like a couple of guys in my old band connected some pieces of technology that weren't designed to go together and made some kind of mini breakthrough. And we were live streaming off of our soundboard that we would take with us in very high quality multi-tracking. We would live stream audio years ago. We got an article in the New York Times about it years ago. And I was just, they would ask me questions and I didn't know. Like I was just the guy with the band. I was like, well, these guys figured this thing out. And, you know, but I sort of have continued that. And I have other friends who helped me. So I've always live streamed kind of since it's been around. And, so Facebook has become like the next platform that it's happening on where all the people are. So we put a lot into when we did the live stream for this record. We played everything live. We performed it and we brought in like serious sound equipment to make it sound great. I wanted it to be the best sounding stream that you could. And I would hold up that stream against anything else audio wise.
Where were you when you did it?
We did it in Boston. We sort of partnered with Life is Good Company and become like good. They're good friends of mine. They're good
the
people.
T-shirts and frisbees and mugs and stuff.
T-shirts, which I used to think was kind of a joke or something. But when I met the people who run that company, like they honestly believe that life is good. They want things to be better. They're positive, optimistic people. It's like, it's pretty hard not to love them once you like them and once you know them. And they've been really good to me. So we did it in their, they have this kind of headquarters that's like their offices, but they have a stage and a tavern built. And we did it there and kind of did it because it was just a nice home for us, and they streamed it on their site, and we kind of like sort of all partnered up, and it was great. We sort of I like retooled the band to play this new record and present it, and we did it, and it was great. People tuned in. It was, you know, pretty interactive.
Well, now being out on the road for over a decade, playing clubs and festivals and venues of all shapes and sizes, one fascinating way that a lot of folks came to know you is the result of one song that you chose to do a cover of and put up online, and it exploded. I mean, millions and millions of listens on Spotify, and that was a cover of a rather iconic tune, one of those that sometimes a lot of artists just hands off. If there's a song as massive as Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, but you took it on and did it very well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. I only did it because Tall Heights suggested it. Those are my buddies. They're a duo. They've been in here,
yep,
right?
They have, yeah.
Tall Heights are great. And I sort of found them in Boston and would kind of, they would open for me and stuff, and we would pair up and do shows, and now they've just like taken off, and rightfully so. They're so great, and like it was their idea. They were like, we think you'd sound good singing the song. And I always loved Tracy Chapman, and I knew there was something about her vocals that are like in my wheelhouse that I can kind of do, but I just never did it. I don't think I would have had the guts to do that song because it's like such a popular song. And it was their idea, and we put together an arrangement for it. And then, we put it out, and just as I do any other record, and put it online. And 7 or 8 months after we put it out, it was getting listened to, but not a lot. 7 or 8 months later, Spotify put it on a playlist subscribed to by 900,000 people. And then it started getting 1 million plays a month. And it still is getting like 1 million streams a month. And it's like, people complain about Spotify, and maybe rightfully so, but I can only speak from my personal experience. They've been so good to me, so good. They got me that exposure. I've made significant money from that. People don't seem to understand that and just think, well, they don't pay their artists. It's like, well, they do if you own your records, and I'm getting paid from that. So thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You have another project as well. Yes, Darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to know that.
Right?
Yeah, that's brand new. That's happening, though. That is happening.
So is that now taking the place of Ryan Montbleu Band, or how's that all getting integrated into everything that you do?
I don't know yet. We just started. It's me and my friend Haley Jane. She's fantastic. This is going to be a serious project. This is like, it's a thing. It's a very crystallized thing right away, and we write really well together. And she's an amazing singer and very theatrical, too. And just a great performer, and we sort of play, we're like a couple in our duo, and we kind of fight in the songs, and we kind of take on the roles of traditional kind of male-female things and try to break all that apart and try to just, we're definitely gonna do it, but we don't have a record yet, we don't have anything, so we're already getting offers because people know both of us, especially in the Northeast, so we're doing some shows. We just did our first show, was in Costa Rica, and but we're definitely going to do it. Yeah, Yes, Darling is happening.
So will that likely be the next music that we hear from Ryan Montbleu?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to do that record this summer and try to release that hopefully by the end of the year. And then I already have a ton of new tunes brewing for my next record. And then I have the band going to support me on this stuff now. So I'm like, you know, I got a lot. There's a lot going on.
Right on. Well, if Yes, Darling comes out west, will you stop and visit us?
Absolutely, man. You're going to love us.
Ryan Montbleu is my guest today live on JPR. His new record is called I Was Just Leaving. Information is at ryanmontbleu.com. You've got one more tune for us?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I was looking for a bright side, mama, ever since about the day I was born. Always headed for a bright light, wondering what it might have in store. Through the dark of the dead end roads and the people who were not what they seem, left myself alone again with me. And I was looking for a bright side, mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. Calm my nerves, ease my mind, and you hit me with the healing. You show me what the real thing is. Bright lights, I'm blinding, and I need reminding that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. Looking for a way out of the maze and those crazy days. Hung around long enough to peek out of the shade without changing my ways. I'm a champion, a prize fight lover, and I'm covered up with wounds from the war. But I'm yours if you want me, I'm yours. And I was looking for a bright side, mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. You calm my nerves, ease my mind, then you hit me with the heat, then you show me what the real thing is. Bright lights, I'm blinded, and I need reminding that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you. When I see the bright side of you. Try too hard to find it, and I get excited when I see the bright side, when I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you. When I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you.
That is Ryan Montbleu live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called I Was Just Leaving. RyanMontbleu.com is the place to go for information. Ryan Montbleu, it is a pleasure to finally meet you. Thanks for coming by.
It's a pleasure to be here and to meet you too, man. Thanks so much for doing it.